Hello everybody. This is the translation of Lucy Bardieu's message for Sunday, December the 10th. Zechariah and his song. In this season of Advent, the period leading up to Christmas, there are a lot of biblical stories that we read at this time. This time I would like to focus with you on a passage that is found only in the Gospel of Luke. Luke wrote his Gospel as a report of his research, a research that is intended to be chronological. This is why his Gospel begins earlier than the other three Gospels. All four Gospels speak of John the Baptist, but only in the Gospel of Luke do we find the story of his birth. What does it matter, you might ask? The most important thing was the work of John the Baptist, preparing the way for the Lord, encouraging repentance with a view to the forgiveness of sins, and the renewal of the alliance, as Pascal recalled, a new alliance should arrive. However, Luke the evangelist wanted to retrace the entire history of Jesus, who is at the origin of the new covenant, until before his birth of Jesus, even before Mary was pregnant with Jesus. Remembering the story of Zechariah and the unborn John the Baptist, I am truly in Advent, the just before Jesus. In the first chapter of the Gospel of Luke, we read that Zechariah is a priest married to Elizabeth, herself a descendant of the line of Aaron, the high priest. Luke writes about this couple in Luke chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. Both of them were righteous in the sight of God, observing all the Lord's commands and decrees blamelessly. But they were childless because Elizabeth was not able to conceive, and they were both very old. Old, yes, but not retired. For the time of year has come when the priesthood clan to which Zechariah belongs is on duty in the temple. There were many priests. Their number was divided into 24 classes, and each class was on duty for a week, twice a year. Among their tasks was burning incense. Each time the name of a priest is drawn to determine who will enter the sanctuary that day to burn incense. Zechariah is already old, and his name has never been drawn, but it finally happened. I don't know how he felt after years of waiting for this big day. Excited? Impressed? Being afraid somewhere of not being good enough. Gestures that he repeated at home hundreds of times. But will I remember everything I have to do in the right order? Here is Zechariah entering alone into the sanctuary. Outside in the square the people were praying while Zechariah went to burn incense. Zechariah is focused on his task when suddenly, we read in Luke chapter 1, verses 11 to 25. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him standing at the right side of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was startled and was gripped with fear. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to call him John. He will be a joy and delight to you, and many will rejoice because of his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He is never to take wine or other fermented drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even before he is born. He will bring back many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God, and he will go on before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the parents to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." Zechariah asked the angel, "How can I be sure of this? I am an old man and my wife is well along in years." The angel said to him, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God and I have been sent to speak to you and to tell you this good news. And now you will be silent and not able to speak until the day this happens, because you did not believe my words, which will come true at their appointed time." Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah and wondering why he stayed so long in the temple. When he came out, he could not speak to them. They realized he had seen a vision in the temple, for he kept making signs to them, but remained unable to speak. When his time of service was completed, he returned home. After this, his wife Elizabeth became pregnant and for 5 months remained in seclusion. "The Lord has done this for me," she said. "In these days he has shown his favour and taken away my disgrace among the people." What do we observe in this text? Did you notice the first thing the angel said? It is, "Do not be afraid." This is also what the angel said to Mary before announcing her upcoming pregnancy. This is also what the angel said to Joseph, announcing to him that he would become a father. This is again what the angel said to the shepherds the night Jesus was born, "Do not be afraid." Zechariah meets an angel. Are angels scary? We tie them to the Christmas tree and they don't do anything to us. But meeting one would perhaps be something else. Zechariah, for the first time as a priest, burns incense. Zechariah, for the first time in his life, meets an angel. And what does the angel tell him? A whole series of things, on a very, very personal level. God has heard your prayer. You are going to have a son. You will be happy. On the other hand, an announcement that would shake the world. The angel describes the life, the ministry, the meaning of this son, not only for this elderly couple, but for their compatriots. He will serve the Lord. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit. He will bring many Israelites back to God. He will bring the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous. He will form a people ready for the Lord. Wow, this is not nothing. But Zechariah, he remained speechless as soon as he was told that he would become a father at his age, with his wife far from the age to have children. The story of his son's ministry, I don't know if he really heard it. For him it was, "God has heard your prayers, you will have a son and you will name him John." Why John? This first name means God is gracious. Ah, so many people have this first name now, which has become commonplace. While it means this extraordinary thing, God is gracious. Another thing the angel said was that God heard Zechariah's prayers. For years he asked for a son, Zechariah. His name means God remembers. God remembers his promises and he fulfills them in his time. John, God is gracious. Zechariah, God remembers. And Elizabeth, according to traditions, her name means the God of promise or the God of fullness. What will Zechariah reply to this message from the angel? How will I know this is true? I can understand it, a couple without children, having tried everything for years, what a shame. And there, the angel announces the end of this shame. It's true. That's the first thing we would have said too. Perhaps I understand this reflex of saying to the angel, "Give me proof. I don't want to once again have hope and be disappointed." What was the response from the angel Gabriel? "You have not believed. You will be mute until the child is born." Would becoming mute for a while be a punishment? Yes and no. Punishment or education? What shade? In the past, we put the children in the corner. Is this a punishment? Yes. The objective? To make them think about what they had done wrong so that they wouldn't do it again. Does it still work? You'll have to tell me. In any case, Zechariah is put in the corner somewhere. He will no longer be able to participate in conversations. He will be too slow. We will gradually stop inviting him. He doesn't talk anyway. I think it must have been a period of reflection for Zechariah to come into himself, since he could no longer make contact with others. A time for reflection instead of discussions. Also a time of great rejoicing. My wife is pregnant. He wanted to shout it from the rooftops, but he was silent. He could only scream inside himself. And there, I believe he cried out above all to God, because on his way home, while thinking, he remembered everything else that the angel had announced, apart from the fact that he would become a father. The unborn son will be named John, which means God is gracious. This son, who will be a great servant of the Lord, a servant who will prepare the way for the people of God to bring the Israelites back to their God. What a mission! And yet Zechariah does not have the opportunity to talk about it to anyone. 10 months without speaking, but at the end of this period, he will burst into a magnificent anthem. Yes, at this moment of the announcement, he lacked faith, but this lack of faith is reduced to silence. Be silent and you will see what God will work in your favour. And what a favour! His child will be a great servant of God who will prepare the way of the Lord to bring the people back to their God. This son of Zechariah will usher in a period of great awakening. Zechariah knows that God will manifest himself soon, just when John, son of Zechariah, begins his ministry. God will manifest himself for all the people, the whole planet, everyone. A new allowance is about to arrive, as Pascal reminded us, and Zechariah must have remembered the words of the prophet Malachi, the last prophet of the Old Testament. His book is found just before the Gospel of Matthew, except that Malachi lived 400 years before Jesus. For 400 years there was no prophet. God was silent. Zechariah wonders during his time of silence about the silence of God. And he remembers the words of the prophet Malachi, chapter 3, verse 1. I will send my messenger who will prepare the way for me. Then suddenly the Lord you are seeking will come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant, whom you desire, will come, says the Lord Almighty. A messenger to open the way, as the angel Gabriel said concerning the unborn son of Zechariah. Malachi chapter 4 verse 5 or chapter 3 verse 23. See, I will send the prophet Elijah to you before that great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. As the angel Gabriel said concerning the unborn son of Zechariah, that he would come in the power of the prophet Elijah. Zechariah thought and he understood. Zechariah, God remembers. Elizabeth, God of promise, of fullness. John, God be gracious. This new alliance, announced by the prophets, also by Malachi, is about to arise. Next comes the wonderful prophetic song of Zechariah, where he makes lots of grammatical mistakes. He talks about the arrival of Jesus as if it had already happened. A whole crowd listens to him. We read in Luke chapter 1, verses 68 to 78. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come to his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he said through his holy prophets of long ago, salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show mercy to our ancestors and to remember his holy covenant. The oath he swore to our father Abraham, to rescue us from the hand of our enemies and to enable us to serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven. The doubting Zechariah is now filled with faith. His time of silence made him understand that which God had announced, promised. He has not forgotten his holy covenant, he, the God of promise, the God who remembers, the God who gives grace. We will be able to be holy and righteous before him, serving him without fear. This is the promise that Jesus comes to fulfill on earth. We can be declared righteous by the sacrifice of Jesus. We can now serve God without fear of judgment. Zechariah affirms, our God is full of tenderness and goodness. Do you know it? Have you experienced it? Jesus is this star of a new morning, the one who comes to enlighten us, to show us the path to peace, peace with God, peace with others. May this light shine through us in this world. The light of the God who promises, the God who remembers his promise, and the God who comes to give grace. This is what Zechariah's hymn announces. Amen.